Blog Talk Radio.
It's a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Oh, glory, little fella, you must show your name now. Oh, oh, show your name now. You must show your name now. Oh, glory, little fella, you must show your name now.
We need him every day and every hour.
Oh, glory, little
fella,
you must show your name now. Oh, show your name now. You must show you
need him now.
Oh, glory, hell,
need him to look before.
You must show you need him now.
We need him every day and every hour.
We need him in the morning. We need him in the day. We need him in the evening. Oh, yeah.
And when my
Michael Long, and we have an amazing guest. Yeah, that's right, amazing guest. Pandrea is here, psychic medium. And you can tell I'm really excited that she is now here in the nighttime. That's right. Pandrea, maybe you haven't heard her before. You're like, man, is she new, Mike? Like, no, she's been on Journey in the Light for some months now, but she's was on Thursdays about noon, or should I say about in the morning on the West Coast. So we've gotten a lot later, which is really great, and more people can come, and going to be really, really happy to speak to Pandrea. I can guarantee you that. The number to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. Pandrea is a wonderful delight and really connects with her guides and spirit, and was able to really, you know, and help you also with direction and guidance and love. And so anyway, so there you go. You got all that, got the numbers there. Next hour will be Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, along with Marilyn Pasek. They come together for a great roundtable, psychic roundtable. And I want to say here about our Love in Action, our homeless mission, because if I don't say anything, the mission dies. No one donates, okay? I always speak straight and honest from my heart. And I can't do that. I can't do that to the people that we've helped, like Burles and Charles, who I've told them, you know, we're going to take care of them. We're going to help them. And when I saw Charles this Friday, and I saw Charles heading down this sidewalk at a really fast speed, and I caught up to him, and I said, "What are you doing, Charles? You seem real busy." And he said, "Well, I got to go get those cans over there because the city's going to come and get them, and he needed to get the cans so he could a dollar or two more. And he told me when I went ahead and I said, "You know, I told you that I'd be back. And I'll be back on Fridays to see you because our radio show, our Love in Action, is going to take care of you and best we can." And because Burles told us that a couple of weeks ago, when a very severe weather, possible even tornado in the area, he was out on the sidewalk at 2 a.m. He's got no place to live. He can't go to shelter because the shelters, he's got to go work during the day and he can't work. He's not physically able to work. He's almost 70 years old. His health is not good. So there's no shelter. But what I've always said on this show, and I hope you're listening, that we can make a difference in someone's life. And you might say, "I don't know about that, Mike." We did. In Burles' life, we made a difference because he told me this week that with our help, he was able to rent a garage for someone in the area where he can stay at night. And he told me exactly where he puts his shopping cart, and he told me how he's got it all set up. I mean, to him, this was home. And we did it. This show did it. Through our help, through our donations, through our persistence, and me talking about it on a nightly basis, on a daily basis, we were able to make a difference in that man's life who hasn't seen, known, love most of his whole life. Because as a kid, he was thrown out of the house by his parents. Because why? Because, no, he wasn't in gangs. He wasn't in drugs like some of you may think. He was wanting to go to church, and he went to church with some friends. And his parents kicked him out. And since then, he's been on the streets here in Oklahoma City, at least for the last 20 years, he told me, straight 20 years, living on the streets. And that night, the storm came through with 80, 90 mile an hour winds. He had to duck into a dumpster for safety. Dumpster. Just think of yourself or your family. And people, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. That could be you. That could be me someday. But we made a difference. Just like we made a difference on this show with Melvin, so he wouldn't be homeless. And we made a difference in Burles. So this is why I get so caught up in this, because it makes a difference in someone's life. And you know, when this week I gave from our small mission, the reason it's small is because of the lack of donations, I gave him $80. Burles took the money, put it in his pocket, and he looked at me. Before he could say another word, he started crying. And I saw the tears in his eyes, and he said, "Man, I don't know what I would do without you." He said, I would still be out here. I wouldn't have my little place. And he's so happy. So that is the difference we can make. And unless we're living in a dumpster, then I think we all can donate something tonight. Amen? So I'm going to bring in tonight the folks who donate on this show, because sometimes you got to do something like that to really get people to participate. I've done this show for 9 years, over 4,000 shows, and it's amazing when you bring on superstars like Michelle White Dove and John Edwards. Everybody's donating. Everybody's donating because they all want to get in. So it shows that people have the ability to donate, but will they? So that's what I've always said. The question is on us. Will we help? Simple as that. It's not on them. No. And the folks that we are helping, they're not drug addicts. They're not alcoholics. So don't hand me that. I'm not an enabler. I'm not going that route. None of these folks that we help were out on the street corners with a sign to help their addiction, okay? These are people that I found that weren't asking for any money, that were definitely needing help, that were living in dumpsters. I think that should be enough. So the link is on the show page. It's all in the Bible how we're supposed to help. The Bible says in the book of James, without works, our faith is dead. And I think that says it real clearly. It says it, and I couldn't believe it. It says it like I've been saying on this show for 9 years, that we've got to do more than just say, okay, we'll pray and send you blessings. Because it says that in the Bible, in the book of James, that when someone comes and needs help, you got to do more than say, I pray for you, brother, off you go, and pat him on the back. No, that's what it says. Without works, your faith is dead. So that is something I've always believed in. The link is on the show page. Please click on it. Make a donation. That's all you got to do. I'm more than happy to go out there and find these folks that need our help. I love it, actually. So let's get some charity going. For this week, before you know it, we're all done with the week and we have nothing to help this week. Because right now we're sitting at, in our accounts for our mission right now, we got $3 right now sitting in the accounts. So if there's folks out there who could donate a large amount, gosh, we sure need you. But whatever you can donate is sure needed. So as you guys are donating, and then we'll come to callers who have donated first on the show, and let's go ahead and bring in our guest here, Pandrea to Journey in the Light. Hey, Pandrea.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. It's so good to be here at a evening show. Night show is actually it's different. It's a different time. It's different
it
here. So, you know, yeah. But here I am, and I am excited and just ready to get this show started.
All right. As Bonnie says, yeah, there's our girl. All right.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, why don't you, Pandrea, and I do apologize for the minutes I took up there, but, you know, when the spirit gets a hold of you, it's just kind of, especially for something, and I thought, you know, I know you love to hear the progress of, and you've supported the mission, you know how much it's in need. So Pandrea, if you would tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and then if you want to segue into your topic today, that'd be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of the things that that I want to share with you was I actually started experiencing my gift when I was four. I also like to give you a little bit of background that at this age, I was in preschool, and my grandma used to always pick me up to catch the bus in the morning, and she used to always pick me up in the evenings as well. So this was a daily routine, but this particular day, she just wasn't out there to receive me from the bus that evening. So, you know, you can imagine being a four-year-old little girl not knowing where her grandmother is, and the bus had gone, and, you know, I was just stuck there with this big building, you know, and no one was around. So pretty much I needed my grandmother to take care of me in the evening. So I went looking for her everywhere I knew to look, and she was nowhere to be found. Now, one of the things about my grandmother was she was always teaching me something. She was always showing me things, and they were important things. So at the age of four, I knew what button to push to get to my grandmother's floor of her apartment. I knew the apartment number, and so I went there, and again, she was not there. So I come back down the apartment building, and I thought I'd go ahead and just walk home by myself. Now, we lived about 9 blocks away. So, you know, I felt like I knew the way home. We had gone there, you know, enough. But that was just one thing. I had never crossed the street by myself at 4 years of age. And so that was a very big obstacle for me. And so, you know, I looked all around for somebody to help me cross the street. I remember, you know, being in school, and my parents and my grandparents used to always say, you know, find an adult, don't cross the street by yourself. But again, there was no one to be found. So I decided I was going to go ahead and do it alone. And just as I was about to set my foot in the road, this man places his hand on my shoulder. Now, remember, I said no one was around. Where did this man come from? But this man puts his hand on my shoulder and he says, no, don't cross that street. I'll help you walk home. Now, when I looked at this man, he was different than any other man. He was different in that he was transparent, and I could see straight through him. So, you know, but at the same time, I wasn't afraid of him. I felt very comfortable with him. I felt safe. I felt like nobody could hurt me when I was with him. Now, I never told this man anything about me, but he knew my whole family. He called them out by name. He'd ask, how's your mom doing? How's your, you know, your father doing? How's your brothers, your sisters? And he just called them out by name. He didn't ask me where I lived, and I didn't tell him where I lived. We just casually walked along the way, and, you know, we conversated a little bit. And before we knew it, you know, we were about 2 to 3 houses away from my home. And I could just see my mom and several other family members that were sitting out on the porch. You know, they had come down to visit from out of town, and all of them were just sitting there gathered on the porch. And when I approached, or when I got to, you know, distance to where my mom could see me, I could tell she was just in shock and just confused. And she, you know, she asked me, she was like, who brought you home? How did you get here? Where's your grandmother? And I told her, well, I don't know where grandma is, but this man right here brought me home. And she just asked me over and over again, and she looked at me so strange, like, who brought you home? And I said, well, Mom, he's right here. He's standing right here. He brought me home. He walked me home. And the next thing I knew, when I looked again, he was gone. And so that's when we found out later that my grandmother had passed away that evening in her apartment, and that explained why she wasn't out there at that particular time to receive me from the bus stop. But, however, that experience from my grandmother, you know, all the way up until through the years, you know, my connection just grew with spirit, even through, you know, elementary school, college. I had countless experiences like these. You know, a lot of them I didn't understand at the time, like how I could see these transparent individuals in elementary school. I would actually see the people who founded the school just casually walking through the hallway. They're transparent as well. And, you know, I could also know what people were feeling or going through without them telling me, you know. And that was one of the things that was very interesting to me, because I would be sitting beside a classmate, and the classmate would have gone through something that night, or I could see them going out of town that next weekend, and I would just see it, you know, or see that they had gotten in trouble the night before, and that's why they were acting the way that they were acting in school, you know, that day. So absolutely, you know, it was, I didn't understand that I was empathic at the time, but one thing was for certain, and that was that my gifts were pushing me in, you know, the right direction. You know, and so I started helping relatives and friends, you know, people I didn't know. Helping them came naturally. And so, of course, since I had this need that I needed to fulfill of helping people, I quite naturally went into the healthcare field. But I couldn't shake that feeling that I was in the right area. But there was something I needed to do on a career level, career-wise, you know, on a spiritual level. And so from that point on, trusting my spiritual family and just being led by faith, I began to explore my abilities. And it led me to that point of where I am today. And that's helping people on a spiritual level, giving readings and connecting people with their loved ones who've crossed over. And, you know, I'm telling you, I enjoy every minute of it. And to me, there's nothing more rewarding than a sincere thank you and the gratitude of knowing that, you know, with the help of my spiritual family, we made a positive impact on someone's life. And it's just an amazing experience all around, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's really, really a blessing. So moving on to topic, today one of the things that that I would like to talk to you about is strengthening your relationship with the divine through communication. Now, that to me is a very, very interesting subject, you know, and so we all come from many different backgrounds and have many different belief systems. But one of the things that actually pull us together, or pull the majority of us together, that we can actually, you know, a common belief that we all have, is that there is a higher power. But how can we have a connection with the divine, and how can we, you know, keep a relationship with the divine? So to answer that question, let's kind of bring that down to a human standpoint. Ask yourself, what's the first thing that you do when you develop a relationship with a person? You have to communicate with them, right? So when you meet someone for the first time, you may say hello, and you introduce yourself. You tell them your name, and then you ask their name, no doubt. And then after you sit there for a while, no doubt you're going to get to know some of the things about that person. You know, what that person likes, what that person doesn't like. You may even exchange numbers and say, hey, let's hang out sometime. But if you don't communicate with that person, how can you have a relationship, right? So I believe that we all can agree that communication is very important in a relationship, and this takes work. In a relationship, you also have to be a good listener as well. And because when we listen, it actually leads to understanding of that particular person, and it takes the focus off of yourself and focuses on the needs of that the person's interest. So now that we looked at it from a human standpoint, let's look at it from a spiritual standpoint. Communicating and listening to the divine, in my opinion, is the most, two of the most important keys in order to develop a lasting relationship with our divine. Everyone can talk to the angels and in your divine. You don't have to have a degree to talk to God. And as a matter of fact, you can talk to God and the angels right now. Well, you may ask yourself, well, how can I communicate with the divine? Well, you communicate them with them even through your thoughts. You know, some people have a saying that God and the angels know what's going on with you without you saying a word. And I believe that to be true, absolutely, because you're communicating with those things with your feelings, and then your feelings also carry energy, and then your words carry energy as well. So one of the most common ways to communicate with the divine is through prayer. And you know what? One of the best things about communicating with the divine is that they are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And another thing that I love about this is that they always have a lesson for us in solving our issues. When you're able to look at the lesson, you're able to understand it in a more broad sense than what you previously understood it at that time. And then in that moment, you'll be able to see the purpose of God's divine plan and why your situation worked out the way it worked out for you. And even though you can communicate through prayer, you don't always have to ask for something when communicating with your divine. Now, granted, we all have times where we're in desperate need of something and we need the divine guidance in order to lead us to where we need to go or guide us on our path. But when you think about it, when you speak to a person on an earthly realm, a friend or family member or anyone for that matter, when you speak to them and you talk to them, you don't just go to that person only when you need something, especially when you're trying to develop a relationship, right? Then would that make sense to do that to your divine, the angels, your spirit guide? The only time you talk to them is when you need something. The point is to develop a relationship with them. So talk to them, pray to them. You know, in fact, they encourage it. It's okay to do that. And when you stay in constant communication with the divine, it strengthens that relationship. It makes them more real to you. Now, many people have a uniform way of praying, and that's perfectly fine. You know, how you pray is your own personal preference. However, you do have the ability to choose how you do it. You can pray silently or you can pray out loud. Either way, you can rest assured that the divine hears your prayer. Speaking of hearing prayers, I know, you know, many people associate that with the outcome of what you expect it to be. Like, say, for example, if someone who doesn't have a car prays for a 2018 brand new car, and then someone donates them a car, that's a year 2000. Well, it may not be what that person wanted, but it's certainly what that person needs. So that person may assume that their prayer has been overlooked or that it's, you know, but at this, in this scenario, we can clearly see that it's not. Now, sometimes expect, you know, something, prayers to be answered, like there's a big, huge display sign that's saying, you know, okay, here you go. And then the heavens open up and the divine light shines on it and says, okay, this is what you have right here. You know, sometimes it can be something so simple. So just because it may not be what you want doesn't mean that your prayer has not been heard or considered. Now, that's definitely a subject that we can stay on all day, but for the sake of time, we're going to move on. So we've talked about communicating with the divine. But what about listening to the divine? How does the divine speak to us? And I'm sure many of you have had your own experiences in speaking with the divine, but two of the ways that they speak to you that I found is through your thoughts and also through your feelings. Now, one of the ways that they speak to you through your thoughts is if you know, someone angered you, the first thing that you would probably think about is, okay, well, I'm going to get that person back. But the divine would actually tell you to forgive and move forward. And one of the most pertinent telltale signs that the divine is speaking with you is that the feeling and the thoughts would be of unconditional love. So I hope this information has been helpful to you, and I encourage you always, always, always to stay positive. One of the ways that you can reach me, I'm going to go ahead and give you that information, is www.pandriapsychicmedium.com. Now, I also have a blog on there, so be sure to check that out. It's got a lot of information on there, a lot of helpful information, as well as those inspirational quotes that were given to me by Spirit. So be sure to check those out. You know, I post in there quite often. I also have a Twitter page, and you know, that I'm on now, and that Twitter page is Pan Psychic Medium. And my phone number that you can reach me, my personal line, is 225-571-8659. Again, that number is 225-571-8659. And you can also email me at ps8iap8@gmail.com. So call me, reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
All righty, very good. I was actually here when you were done with your message, your topic, but I had myself on mute and I didn't realize, and I thought, why isn't she responding to me? And I thought, I must be on mute. I have two ways I can mute myself, and I use the way I usually don't, and that's why I didn't see it. But anyway, it's all good. You're like a pro. You just went over it and let people know how to reach you. So.
That's all right. I have your back.
That's great. You could do this show without me, see?
Oh, man.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Goodness.
Okay. Well, we'll start taking calls, folks. And if you weren't with us at the beginning part of the show, we did mention the Homeless Project, and we're going to take calls for the folks who are donating tonight only, because we talked about how we're actually helping people now, like Burles, move to a place. He's rented out a garage because of our help. So we're helping folks that are truly, truly homeless, and we're not being an enabler, helping people with addictions and things like that. Because we know people that donate, it's very hard for people to donate a certain amount, and our mission is very small. So I go and been able to find the truly, truly folks are homeless. So let's continue to make a difference in Burles and Charles and others. You know, I don't know some of the other names, but the other folks. I saw one guy. I was coming up, and he was at a corner, and he was in a wheelchair, and he was a vet, and he just got there, so he was just kind of setting up his wheelchair, and the car in front of me was getting out some money to give to him, and he had only had one leg and one limb, and he actually got down on the limb to get this guy's money on the concrete, and I thought, oh my goodness, that must hurt. So, you know, I gave him $40 from our mission. It's not someone that we yet know. First time meeting him. So, anyway, I think, of course, we didn't have time to catch his name. There's a lot of cars. But the folks that we're helping are truly, truly need. So the link is on the show page. Click on it. Make a donation. We'll come to your call. After this show will be Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop with Marilyn. We're going to go to the first caller now here for Pandria, And we're going to go to 212 on the show here, and that's our good friend Bryn. Bryn, thanks
hey,
for your support.
Oh, thank you for your service to humanity. It's really great. Thank you so much for that work.
Thank you.
So important.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Michael. Hi, Pandrea. How are you?
Hi, Bryn. Doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was wondering if it was okay if I ask for a message, if that's not specific enough, but maybe I can think of something specific if that's not good enough.
Oh, absolutely. Like a message from someone who's crossed over or just a message from spirit?
From spirit, yeah. Whatever comes through.
Okay. Okay, so let me just tell you this. The first thing that comes up is focus. And they with this, you'll have to excuse me a little bit. When the messages come, they just kind of, you know, I'm trying to get it out, and it's just they come through so quickly.
Sure.
But the first thing that came through for you is focus. And somehow it seems like you kind of okay, what they're showing me is that you're in limbo about something, a decision that definitely needs to be made, but they're saying focus and do not procrastinate, because
okay.
I do see that, you know, I do see a while back where there, you know, there were definitely decisions that you kind of needed to make, but then at the same time, it's like you kind of talked yourself out of it and you kind of have some regrets about it. So definitely they're saying for you to focus and also have faith, too. You got to strengthen your faith because I definitely see some doubts there as well. They're saying you got to strengthen that faith, strengthen your faith. Know that we're here. We're right here to help you. Strengthen that faith. And are you traveling somewhere? Are you going to travel pretty soon?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, because I do see some traveling in your future as well. Okay. They're telling me about reluctance to travel. Yeah, they're telling me about that too. However, definitely strengthen that faith. And, you know, as I was talking about earlier, you know, during the show, is to, you know, strengthen that communication with the divine. And that's so important for you right now at this point in your life, because you're definitely going to be faced with some decisions coming up here, I want to say within the next 2 months. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely the next 2 months or so. So, and it's not anything that's bad or anything like that. It's just more so there's some lessons that's going to be learned in the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But these things need to happen, and they're really, really necessary for your growth spiritually. And I do see that after these things take place, that's when, like, faith is going to be restored. Definitely a happy time for you, because I do see you celebrating, like, oh my goodness, like, I'm so glad I didn't wait on this. I'm so glad I went ahead and I took a leap of faith, and look at how I've come out on top. So,
would this be a career decision?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
I think it has
mm-hmm,
to do with
mm-hmm.
painting.
I'm
trying to have faith that I can do these soul portraits. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn how to do soul portraits.
I use
my intuition to look at a photo, and then I get the impressions of a person, and
mm-hmm.
then I do artwork along with healing work, and I've had
uh-huh.
my doubts about being able to do it. So that there lies the indecision of being
mm-hmm.
able to, like, move into. So I need to decide to do it, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to be very successful with it. But here's another thing, too, that I'm also seeing, and I know it kind of I just got to tell you this because I'm seeing it, I'll leave you with this. One of the things that I'm also seeing with you is not only soul portraits, but I'm also seeing you painting from visions that you've had previously. You're going to start having more. That's why I'm saying, like, these months here is like, oh my goodness, like, this is where you need to really push forward and have that faith and know that you can do it. And then I'm telling you, you will not regret it. So you're going to be really, really proud of yourself and very, very happy with it. So you're going to do awesome. So
thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care. Thank you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, take care, Bryn. Thanks for calling in.
Michael.
Yes, yes, you too. All righty, and we're going to go next then to Judy in Georgia. Judy, thank you for your support.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Miss Judy.
Hi, sweetheart. I would like to hear from Spirit as well.
Oh, okay. Just a regular old. Okay, this looks like Spirit's taking over tonight. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Oh, Miss Judy. Okay. All right. So the first thing, let me just tell you, the first thing that they say is that you definitely have to, you got to take care of yourself, Miss Judy. And when I say that, it just shows me that you kind of take on other people's issues as your own a lot. And that's definitely, that's one of the things that you kind of got to, you know, be aware of, because at the same time, I do see you kind of leaving yourself out. And that's why they want you to take care of yourself. And they're constantly going, and they're constantly going, self-care is important. Self-care is important. Self-care is important. I also show, this may be kind of weird, but I just got to tell you what I'm seeing. I also see peach colors around you, light colors. Peach and cream light colors around you. I don't know if you have a shirt or something with that that matches that. But I definitely see those colors around you. Another thing too is that you don't get out the house a lot, do you?
Constantly.
Okay.
And the peach color that you spoke of. As soon as I'm able to climb a ladder, I'm going to be painting my kitchen peach.
Oh, okay. I was like, where is the peach? Okay. Okay. Also, and that's a really good thing. Let me just tell you. That is a really good thing that you're doing. Also, I do see you putting flowers and stuff up too. Do you do work with flowers or something like that? Or do you plan to work with flowers? Because I do see like flowers around you as well.
Yes,
that's
definitely a magical garden.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. See? Oh, my God. Like, you're
nothing
doing so much.
Matches. Everything's different colors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's wow. Okay. Well, here's the thing. The funny thing is you're working with your chakras and you don't even realize it. Like, I see the red, I see the blue, I see the purple, I see the, and it's like there's so many of them. I don't even know, what is a posy? Do you have a posy or something? I don't know what a posy is. But
I just bought one.
Oh, okay. They gave me the name, but I don't know what it is. It was like, oh, okay, what is that? Okay, so that's so funny. They gave me that name. And so what you're doing, they're actually showing me different, your different flowers and stuff. I also see you dealing with those a lot. Here's the thing. It's healing you, and that's where you need to be. It's like I don't see you sitting down on the inside a whole lot. For some reason, though, over the next week or so, I see you kind of getting tired. I don't really want to do anything. But then, you know, I do see you kind of perking back up. It's not going to be a long-term type of thing, like, oh, my God, for days and days I'm in here, like, oh, my God. But I do see you getting out a little bit more. But the garden thing is definitely healthy for you because it's healing you. And the chakra thing, I'm telling you, you're working on your chakras through those flowers. You know how they say when you look at different colors and stuff, it kind of it strengthens the aura, it strengthens the chakras. That's what you're doing, and you don't even know it. So,
yes,
absolutely.
I have yard art on all of my fences.
Mm-hmm. See. So
I'm
telling you,
in different colors as well.
Ah, look at that. And you got your little, what do you call those? The little chime things, but they're some of them are clear, though. I see clear. You know, and
I have
a lot of wind chimes. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I'm looking at, it's clear. And this is the thing. It's like you can see through them, but it does have a little bit of color, but you can see through them. But one of the things that I'm specifically seeing is that when it hits the sun, you know how it kind of has that little ray on the outside of it? That's how they're showing it to me. It's so beautiful. So absolutely.
Yeah.
You're absolutely.
I've hung different stones throughout the yard as well. Healing stones.
Uh-huh. See? Oh my God. Look at you. You're doing the right things. The thing is, they're telling me to tell you to just, you know, just kind of be mindful of taking on other people's stuff as well. Because, you know, it's like, you know, I do see you worrying about things that are not necessarily not necessarily your issues, but it just kind of, you know, kind of irks you a little bit. And that's just the healer in you. You just want to heal everybody, you know. And so, you know, just kind of be mindful of that as well. There's nothing wrong with wanting to heal everybody, but at the same time, you got to take care of yourself as well. So, absolutely.
Yes, I've had back and heart surgery in the last 4 months.
Oh, wow. That's probably why I saw you in the house as well.
And since you see me getting out more often, mm-hmm. I'm starting my own business, training and walking dogs.
Look at that. Oh, my God. See? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're so awesome. You are so awesome. And you got to – and during that time that I see you, you know, at home and things like that, I see you making really, really good use of that time. It's not idle time. It's, okay, if I have to sit down, I'm going to read a book. Or if I have to sit down, I'm going to do something. Whether it's getting organized or things, I just see you constantly moving, and you're very determined. You've always been that way, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see. Mm-hmm. Even yeah, absolutely. You've always been determined to do your best. Mm-hmm.
Actually, God had the doctors take me out of my job last July because of my back, and they wouldn't give me light duty, and that's how I found out I had 90% blockage on the back wall of my heart. And I would have died
wow.
on the job.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
The heart surgeon said I had to do heart surgery first, but I couldn't do back surgery for another year. But that wasn't acceptable because they were going to terminate me from not working. So I told them that it wasn't my time to die. God had my back. And
absolutely.
I would take through, so I did the back surgery 3 weeks later at the heart.
Absolutely, I'm telling you. Oh wow. Okay. See, they're going all the way into the whole surgery thing. And let me just tell you this. And like I said, they show me things like almost like an anatomy picture or something. But I do want to tell you this. And they're showing me that you didn't lose a whole lot of blood either with this whole surgery. And I don't know if they've told you that about this or not. But I actually see you had your guides and everything right there with you. And I'm telling you, it was almost like they were guiding their hands. With this surgery, so it's definitely wasn't your time. You definitely have a lot more work to do here, and that's the healing work. So keep up the good work of what you're doing. Know that the angels are definitely by your side, and I kudos to you. Kudos to you, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Yes, the angels are always with me. When we had the hurricane, I asked him, please blow the wind away from the house because I couldn't get up to evacuate. And one of my angel statues in my gardens were destroyed. Nothing was destroyed.
That's
it was
a miracle
devastation
right there.
Everywhere across the street. And I only had one little branch.
Oh, wow. You see, I'm telling you, you definitely have, you know, your guides, your angels, you know, are definitely with you. And they're going to continue to be with you on throughout your whole project. You're going to be, you know, I don't see you allowing your business, because I know you're saying you're going to business, you know, going to work for yourself and things like that. I don't see
do
you.
Do you see where my business will do okay?
Absolutely. I was actually just about to tell you that. I do see you doing that. Yeah, and here's the thing, though. And I'm just going to tell you this. I do see a timeline, what they're showing me. They're showing me it's like for the first couple of months, it's just going to kind of be like an uphill battle, but don't give up just yet. It's going to, you know, it's going to kind of level out. And when it levels out, that's when you have found your rhythm, you know, found your what they call it, groove, you know, found your rhythm as to what you need to do, you know, because this is, you know, still going to be kind of new to you and things like that. So once you get out of that comfort zone, you'll definitely be able to, you know, to continue on at a consistent pace as far as your, you know, your growth. Absolutely.
That's wonderful, because I love the animals. They're the only God's creatures that show us unconditional love.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The animals are definitely, definitely important. And, you know, I'm an animal lover myself, and I love animals. And, you know, definitely they put them here for a purpose, you know, and that's what I believe. But, you know, like I said, definitely, you know, you're not alone. You know, your angels are definitely with you all the time. So I'm going to leave you with that. And, you know, and like I said, I wish you the best of luck for your, you know, on your business and, you know, and everything that you're intending on doing. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Miss Judy. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
And you as well. And say hello to my friend Chuck.
I sure will.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Take care. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Judy. All right. Was that your Chuck, Pandrea, or is that the Chuck coming up?
No, the Chuck that she's talking about is someone from her side.
Okay.
Someone that's for her. Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought. Okay. Just making sure. A lot of things go through my head here on this show. So many different directions.
Absolutely.
So if you don't ask, you don't really for sure know.
Yeah.
Teach my kids, don't assume. You will always get in trouble if you assume.
Yes. Oh, my God. I swear. Like, assuming has definitely gotten me into trouble. I must relay this experience. You know, when you talk to different people from different, you know, regions and places and things like that, you kind of learn how they use our language. And so there was a bit of a language barrier there. Let me tell you, you know, there was a lady from a little girl from India. She's the sweetest girl. And she was telling me that she said, you know, my daddy fired the grill and he almost fired me. And I just started laughing. I was like, oh, yeah, he's almost fired you. Now I'm thinking fired from the job, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, and I'm laughing. And she was like, no, yeah, he really almost fired me. And she was talking about burned her. And so I was like, oh, no. When I finally figured out what it was. So, that's what I get for assuming. And it was just so funny. I felt so horrible behind her. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And so, but she thought it was hilarious, and she just went right along with you. She's like, no, it's okay, it's okay. So yeah, it's better to ask. Like,
yeah, good rule in life.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right. How you been? We haven't talked in a while.
Oh, I've been doing awesome, awesome. I'm still working on my books. I have 3 books that I'm actually working on, and hopefully by the end of the year, they'll be done, and I'll be on the show saying, hey, my books are out. So
yeah.
I'm definitely doing that. Absolutely. I'm working on those as well. Business has been very, very busy, with helping new people. And I mean, it's really been a blessing. It's definitely a blessing to be able to do the things, that I do, helping people. And I want to say we, because, I feel like, without the divine, without spirit, it wouldn't be possible. And so, it's a duty, but it is definitely a pleasure to be able to see the impact that you've made on other people's lives as well. So absolutely.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Totally agree. Well, this
mm-hmm.
hour has come to an end here. So it's really been great having you on here in the nighttime, and makes a lot of difference. So that's really great. So I like it. So we'll see how it goes for you. So
absolutely.
And okay, well, you have a great week coming up, and we'll see you back here next Monday night. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much, and bye, everybody.
All right. Take care, Pandrea. Bye-bye. All right. That's Pandrea to the show, and it's always great to have her on. Journey of Light is not done yet, as we have the Psychic Roundtable coming up. So everybody redial, as we have the psychic cop Chuck Bergman here, as an excellent medium. And we have the angel messenger, also a psychic medium, Marilyn Posick, coming up. So everybody redial, as we'll be starting in less than a minute or two.